Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Thanks for being here, everybody, with us on Sports Daily. Don't forget, you can win some HTO, iced tea, and coffee. Just text the keyword T to 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Jake Ballbrock, Paul Savage here with you on this Wednesday as we make our way through. Paul, we get some NIL news that's pretty interesting. Tennessee has decided, and they sent an email out to fans, that they're going to add a 10% talent fee on season tickets. So I don't think, from what I understand right now, this is only season tickets. This isn't every ticket. Although I think it probably could be, and that still wouldn't bother me. But either way, an extra fee on a ticket to help with NIL. I think, Paul, that I really like this idea. I think it helps allocate funds, particularly to a sport where it is directly generated. What I mean is, if you tied this to the tickets across athletics, right, you'd know how much money you should allocate from one sport to the other. A, I think that would be helpful. And B, I think is if I was a fan and I was in this position, I would much rather know up front in this NIL world that I'm contributing that way rather than being asked constantly to contribute. Just at a personal level, I think most people would agree with that. If schools can raise the money that way rather than having to spend so much time fundraising and fundraising and fundraising and fundraising, I do think in the end that is a better use of time for the people trying to navigate this world. And Danny White, the athletic director there, pointed right to revenue sharing and pending and trying to generate the funds. And I think most people are generally aware of that. But if I'm a fan, I'd much rather be hit with it that way, I think, than fundraising efforts and the things that go into that. You can still do a lot of those things, but you know you're contributing. You know where your dollars are going. Hey, season tickets for football, that money's used directly for football players. For basketball, used directly for basketball. For baseball, for softball, used directly for those sports. I think it makes a lot of sense. And I'll bet you this is not the only school that ends up doing this.
I'm sure it's not going to be, and you're exactly right. I think you're right on target with regards to how you do it. You know, I'm always against price increases of any kind. I guess I'm a
well,
tight
the,
one.
I mean, the market. Yeah, the market's going to have to dictate that.
But
I mean, if they don't sell any tickets, they'll have to bring that price down.
But I think we would be stunned at the University of Tennessee in particular, but a lot of universities like at Ohio State, Clemson, Florida State, all these, Alabama, they'd all be a bit the same. A lot of these tickets are generational, almost generational. Families have had them in their name for a long, long time, and I get it. I think it's almost a no-brainer for a university to have to do this because obviously you're going to get to a point where you got to have this kind of money. I mean, look at the big deal on the hiring of a basketball coach at Arkansas. That coach who came from Tennessee or came from Kentucky made the demand. I need NIL money. I need a lot of it. They guaranteed Calipari. They guaranteed him basically $15 million in NIL money. That basically figures out a little over $1 million a player he's going to sign. Those kids are going to get $1 million off of NIL. And I think that's what the guarantee is, if I'm not mistaken.
So, I know people. Rick's upset by this right now, says it's ridiculous. NIL was meant to let somebody promote or do an ad for a business to use during their game. I know people are mad about it. Let's be real, though. The players are not, like, if they weren't generating that kind of revenue, they wouldn't be commanding that kind of revenue, right? Would you say, Paul, that the players on the field are worth 10% of the total income that comes into a football game?
I think I would. I mean, you know, it takes a tremendous toll on
your body. Of course you would. You're there to watch the players.
I'm there.
You're not there to watch the coach. You're not there to watch the anything else. You're there to watch the players on the field.
And if the pageantry.
They stink, you're not selling tickets.
There's a camaraderie amongst those who have season tickets. You know, your family knows family who's two rolls down. I mean, it's more than just going to a football game. It's almost societal. It's almost societal.
It's evolved. To Rick's point, this is no longer just the sponsorship piece. We're calling all of this NIL. It's not all NIL, it's revenue sharing, and which is where we're headed. The NIL piece, to call it NIL on the tickets, yeah, I get it. That doesn't make sense. That's not logical. But the reality is it's all one big pool of money, and they're going to have to revenue share. The courts keep telling them to do that. They're going to have to do that, so they're going to have to generate more money. I'm just saying, like, if that's inevitable, and I think it is, as a fan, I'd rather get hit with it that way and know it's there than constantly being like hounded for donations and all those kinds of things to these things. Let's go to the IHOP hotline. Earl, 869-1240 on the line. Earl, what's up? Welcome in.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just got to help Paul, and I've got to put on my Dr. Earl hat today.
Well, thank you. I need it.
He broke his fibula, which is the smallest bone in the lower leg.
Wait a second.
The tibia is the big bone in the lower leg. The fibula is the little one with an interosseous muscle. Maybe you were thinking it was the femur.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
The one above, which you would be correct. The largest bone in the human body is that big old femur. And so
7'5", 8'12", 4".
Up. All of a sudden, I had somebody in. Just wanted to make you understand.
No, thank you.
Earl, is a 6 to 8 week recovery, is that feasible on a broken fibula?
Very much so. A fib heals nicely, and, you know, with a proper healing fibula, you will be okay. I mean, the dude's got calves that look like softballs, so he's got the muscle integrity to keep it all together. But here's the good side of that, though, boys. If we can win enough games, we'll have a fresher Pops Pacheco
He is an injury risk player to begin with. To put him on ice and potentially know you've got him in the postseason, I've thought about that. There are advantages, but you got to win the games to get there.
And look, you know, and Steele, and Andy Reid actually had the most honest thing I've heard from a head coach this year. They asked him, "Do you got guys that can fill in for Pacheco?" Because, you know, Pops ran it 25 times, right? He says, "I have confidence they can, but I've never seen it." At that point, I knew we were going to bring Hunt in because he's seen Hunt do it. And, you know, for everything in this world, people get second chances and enough time is done there. And, you know, he's kind of like, you know, a little Adam Sandler going, "You're smart, I'm dumb, you're good looking, and I'm ugly." You know, he came hat in hand, and he didn't want to just play for anybody, because I'm going to tell you, we're going to get the best version possible of that 29-year-old running back.
Yeah, so,
hopefully we don't see him, Earl. I'm telling you, it's a bad sign.
It's not a bad thing. He catches screen passes so well, my man. I'm not saying any of these guys can be bell cows.
Don't misunderstand. It's a bad thing because that means it didn't work with Steele and Perine. Best case scenario is it works with those two and you don't ever have to see Kareem Hunt. That's what I'm saying. He has not been good for a while. He's been pretty bad for a while, you know, he's not fast and he doesn't have any explosion anymore. He can probably block, and I do think that's something to keep an eye out on when we look at left tackle. He can block, and if they need that might be the biggest reason they bring him up.
When Chubb blew out his knee, he came in there last year and gave Cleveland's offense a boost. He did not like that organization at the end. So you weren't getting the best version.
You know what his average, Earl, you know what his average yards per carry was last year?
It's under three.
You know what it was the year before that?
It's probably under three, but he was a backup to Chubb.
Under
Chubb
four. Was it was still bad. It wasn't as bad, but it was bad. It was bad. He hasn't been good for a long time. He hasn't rushed for more than 470 yards since 2020.
Yeah.
Okay, so take what I said then. I think the screen game is where he's going to be used, like McKenna. McKinnon was not a bell cow, hand the ball to him multiple time guys. You know, he was a work the passing game kind of guy. And I think that's what they're going to do. They'll use P. Ryan, who is also good in the screen game, and Steele to kind of mount some carries. But look, you know, hey, McCaffrey got hurt for what, the 49ers in the first game? The old boy came in there and had a day. So we
hadn't even seen McCaffrey yet. He got hurt in the preseason.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. McCaffrey wasn't there for the first game, and the guy...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Who backed him up came in there and had a, you know, the game of his life.
I wanted them to keep Carson Steele because he looks like Isaiah Pacheco running the ball. I think the best case scenario is they can hand the ball to Carson Steele.
He fumbled right away, and keep in mind, Kareem Hunt did exactly the same thing when he came in. Fumbled on his first carry. Steele kind of did a fumble, too. So in that game, we didn't hand him the ball anymore, if you recall. So,
well, and remember, and people think it's too much to put on Carson Steele's plate, and I get that. In 2022, when Isaiah Pacheco was a seventh-round rookie, you know how many games he played in?
Oh,
17.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how many he started? 11.
Yeah.
So it's not even unprecedented. Literally, the guy he's replacing did the exact same thing. And I do think, and this is why, like, Carson Steele's not a flash in the paint. Looks like Isaiah Pacheco when he runs the ball. That's why we all liked the idea of Carson Steele in the first place.
I don't disagree, but Andy gave you a glimpse into his psyche. I have confidence in it. I just haven't seen it. Steele ran the ball and fumbled right away. So in Andy's coach mind, he's going, oh, okay, let's kind of throttle back. But, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, along with Pacheco, why he had it so much. And we'll see. Hey, it's going to be good. And you know what? The defense is going to be better than last year's at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You watch.
Yeah.
We held Chase to one catch for 4 yards.
Yeah,
that's McDuffie Island, baby.
McDuffie's a stud.
Yeah.
But, you know, two receivers, the tight end
just
defense
has been.
We just need to get
a little linebacker on the tight end.
And the pass rush is lacking a little bit, too. There are some questions, for sure. I don't know that they're going to allow 7 points a second half or something ridiculous like they did. But I will say this, their defense has been better than I thought it would be through two games, for sure. It's better than I thought it would be out of the gates, and that gives me hope that Maybe it can be. And if it can be, then they'll be just fine with all these injuries.
Hey, Earl,
everybody's got injuries.
It might be just like KU because their defense has been better, but our quarterback play hasn't been as good.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. Hey, by the way, Earl, before you go, I just want to tell you, even when I was in my latter years of medical school, I was having problems with bones that start with the letter F, and I just want to tell you thank you for straightening me out.
In this day of no fact checkers, I just wanted to throw that out. You guys
that was beautiful.
We're on a slippery slope here. Thank you, Earl. 869-1240. We're on several slippery slopes.
Oh, kind of.
Thanks for the call, Earl. We appreciate a great call.
There you go.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We can talk a little more Chiefs. We'll get you ready for the Royals tonight. Just a big game there. All kinds of stuff. We'll kind of go with a little hodgepodge here as we wrap up a Sports Daily. Your calls, keep them coming on the IHOP hotline. Appreciate the voice messages there, too, on the Odyssey app. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Plus Connected and on Facebook, YouTube, and X. You can leave comments there as well. We still got about 20 minutes to go here on this Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Plenty of time to celebrate. Hopefully, Earl is in his best Hawaiian today at the office. Dr. Earl there. We'd appreciate anybody that wants to get on board with this newest fashion trend. We are fashionistas, Paul Savage and myself. We've been called that many times over the years. So join us for a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. We'll be right back. More Sports Daily after this.